Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and happy, wonderful day to you. I hope this finds you doing well in your life, and I just love that you're here. Obviously, if you're the type of person who's here, you are somebody who is continuing to expand your mind and your consciousness and your energy, and I think it's so impressive. I love it. I wish everybody in the world would do that. You know, it's a beautiful thing, and so I love that you're here, and I really hope everything is going well in your life. I know that there are a lot of things kind of going on in our world right now, and it's more important than ever, really, to just keep lifting and looking outside of the box and continuing to grow. And, you know, speaking of a lot of things going on, you know, I know that a lot of people are so tired of hearing about COVID this and COVID that. I mean, it's kind of everywhere. So I'm just going to speak on it for a quick moment, because I know in some areas, the numbers with COVID have been increasing a bit, and also have been seeing a lot of people who have, you know, ongoing symptoms where even though they end up testing negative, they have ongoing breathing issues or sense issues where, you know, they've still lost their sense of smell or different things like that. And so if that does apply to you, then my biggest suggestion is to go check out episode number 26 and then also 27. So in episode number 26, I worked with somebody who had coronavirus and we went ahead and shifted that. And then in 27, her test came back negative. And so that kind of gives you some insight and see what if there any of the insights from it apply to you. And of course, if you need further help, I have a video set and all of that to help with really healing the body and everything like that. So, but my strongest suggestion is to check it out. And I know for some people, the idea of shifting coronavirus and shifting the symptoms seems like a lot, seems maybe impossible. But even if you think back to like episode number 5, Andrea, who had been supine, you know, bedridden for 6 years and then was able to like run marathons and has been completely undiagnosed from everything. Or even Zena in episode number 10, who had the tumor in her throat that disappeared after one session, the tumor healed. And so, and that was, you know, 1 hour. It's like quick. And so if you think about it for a moment, I see radical results from people all of the time. And so if you're somebody who says, you know, oh, you've been maybe dealing with COVID stuff or have a lot of stress about COVID and whatnot, you know, that might be something that'll help ease your mind to check out. Now, today has nothing to do with COVID. And so on today's episode, I do have a volunteer and you are going to love her. She is just a sweetheart. Her name is Natasha. And this episode today just has a lot of insights that I feel like are really valuable for a lot of different situations. And so I think you're going to love our volunteer and you're going to love the insights from it. And also, you're probably going to love her accent, or at least I do. It's just, it's so fun. It's so beautiful. And so that's where we're going. Now, as far as the physical issue that our volunteer is dealing with, that has to do with IBS. And basically she has major like attacks. So where she just like, as soon as she gets stressed, she'll be running to the ladies room. And that's a constant thing that she deals with in her life. She can't go far from her house. She can't really go to like the park and different places like that. I mean, she's like the airport, I mean, flying, I mean, anything. And so she's got a lot of different things going on in her nervous system, and a lot of things that when you see and you know, you start to look at for a moment, you'll see kind of what's going on. But a lot of things that can be common for people to have going on in their nervous system, and they don't even realize it. And so that's where we're going today. And before I give it all the way up front, let's go ahead and dive in. Again, you're absolutely going to love her. She is such a sweetheart. And so that said, let's go ahead and get started with our volunteer, Natasha. And as we do, I'm going to have her start by explaining her story and what's going on. And I'm going to go ahead and check into her energy and see where we're going from there. That said, here's my session with Natasha. Hello, Natasha.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing fabulous, thank you. How are you?
Okay, thanks. Semi-attack mode.
Semi-attack mode?
Yeah, just from when I get stressed, I start to get attacks from my stomach and things. So I was just thinking I'd messed everything up and worrying about making sure I'm here on time and whether I press the right buttons and just being a wally.
And so worrying about if you were pressing the right buttons and all of that?
Yeah. And just one of the things that I can find really stressful is like meetings and things like that, which then makes me have an attack and need to go to the toilet, and then I stress out about being late to the meeting.
I understand.
It's great fun.
Great fun. So, sounds like great fun. So I think on your intake, on your form, you mentioned you have issues with IBS?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long have you been suffering with that?
Oh gosh, I feel like as long as I have conscious memory, but definitely from the age of 7.
Age of 7, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And so every time you get stressed out, basically most of the time you end up having to run to the restroom?
Yeah, pretty much all the time. Oh, sorry, okay. I'm quite nervous.
That's okay. I totally understand. And so I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. Okay. And so you just had one of those attacks a minute ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And so, all right. So give me 1 second. And bingo. Give me 1 second. Bingo. You have siblings?
I do, yeah.
Okay. And bingo. And where are you in the order?
Firstborn.
Firstborn. Okay. And bingo. You have 2 younger or 3 younger?
3.
3 younger. Okay. Great. Right. So can you give me the one that's not right under you, but the next one? How much younger is that one than you?
13 years.
13 years, okay. And then the one under that is how far are you guys, what's that?
14 years.
14 years, okay. And what about the one that's right under you?
7 years.
Okay.
So bingo. That was myself, my sister 7 years later, my brother 13 years later, and my sister 14 years later.
Okay. And bingo. And can you give me your sister that's 7 years younger? What's her first initial?
L.
Bingo. Okay. And give me 1 second. Okay. So there's this feeling. If I describe the feeling of, you know, like when you said you have an attack, if I describe the feeling is feeling really nervous that you're going to make a mistake or mess something up.
Yes.
Okay. How much would you say that's an accurate description, correct?
100%.
100%. Okay.
Basically, yeah. My life.
What's that?
Basically, my life for mm-hmm. as long as I can remember.
Yeah. And what I see is actually there's a feeling, and I don't know if you recall this or not, but there's a feeling when the baby came home, your sister, mm-hmm. like you were going to mess something up with the baby. Are you familiar with that feeling?
Not specifically relating to my sister, but I would imagine that that was when those feelings started.
Okay.
I don't know if you want me to say or not. Sorry. Just let me know when you want me to fill in.
You can speak freely anytime. You can say everything and anything you want.
So my sister was born when I was 7, which was the time that I actually went back to live with my mother. And which was also the time that my attacks, I call them, that I'm conscious of them starting. I don't remember having them before that. So the age of sort of 7 is very significant. Prior to that, I hadn't realized until just last year that I had lived alone with my grandparents until the age of 7, which sounds ridiculous. but I had known that I'd lived with my grandparents, but I had always just assumed that my mother lived with my grandparents too, and we all just lived together. And it had never entered my head to think any differently. And it came up very randomly in a conversation with my grandmother, because I think she had obviously assumed that I knew. and it was a big shock, but made a massive amount of sense to my life and the way that things have played out, that I didn't have my mother's influence massively until that age. And then from that age, a lot of things started to happen that didn't have the best impact on me, I don't think.
Okay. So, and you know, a lot of our patterns and whatnot start even mm-hmm. under the age of 5, right? Like,
yeah.
So if you think about it, that was kind of a nice thing that you got to be with your grandparents. And then
100%. And it was one of those things that when I found out that information, just a light bulb went on in my head, because I had always felt so different and so out of my sort of family unit, and so different to my mother's personality. And I could never work out why that was. I just thought, you know, it's just genetics, just some, you know, some people are just very different to other people. But then when I realized that sort of those super formative young years were spent in a different place with different people, that made a lot of sense.
All right, so I want to go ahead and pause it just for a moment, not really for an insight per se, but more of a gift, if you will. You know, I see a lot of people in this type of situation where she mentioned that she had lived, you know, with her grandmother, and that her mom wasn't necessarily present at a young age. And I'll see this, you know, in various ways this will show up for people. And sometimes it's somebody staying with the grandparents, or sometimes it's a missing parent, maybe a missing father or a missing mother, or even just a parent who's absent a lot. Maybe you had a nanny growing up, or maybe you were just left alone a lot of the time. And I know that for a lot of people, they can have some type of wounding or hurt or feeling unloved or not cared. You know, they'll tell a story to themselves, you know, if my mother really cared or if my father really cared, and they have this feeling of hurt going on throughout their life, or their feeling of this feeling of unlove or neglect or something like that. And, you know, in this, even in, when I was, you know, speaking with her, saying, you know, it's a beautiful thing that she did have her grandmother. And what I have found in working with people, there's always a silver lining if you look for it. There's a silver lining. And when you really embrace it, it can be really beautiful. You know, even in my life, I didn't have this hugely, but I had this somewhat to a degree. I had a feeling of wishing that my mom had been around even more, you know, feeling like there was five of us. And so not only that, but she worked. And so feeling like I didn't really have much time with her. And then we got some step siblings added in, which then created seven of us. And, you know, just various things growing up and, you know, divorced parents and whatnot. And I had felt that feeling of feeling like, well, I wish I had more time with my mom. But I have to say, when I really started doing my work, and this wasn't necessarily related to my health, but just, you know, continuing to clear and expand my energy and shift, that was something that came up for me. And when I really looked at it, I think that the amount of time that I got with my mother growing up was perfect. Any more than that wouldn't have necessarily served me. You know, I see people who have a hard time doing things on their own. And, you know, I can look at it and say, I love that I am so independent. I love that about myself. And that came from the space from my mom to be able to grow up and be me and to think on my own and do things for myself. And so it really worked out perfect. And the relationship that we have today is just beautiful. We have a wonderful connection. And we're both very strong, independent, but loving women. And so I love that. I love that about my mother and I love that about myself. And also, we're very different. And don't get me wrong, we have some similarities, but we're also very different in a lot of ways. And that's a great thing too. And I love who she is and I love who I am. And so point being is that had I grown up and spent more time with her, then likely I'd probably be more codependent. And also, I'd probably have more characteristics that matched hers. And don't get me wrong, she's a great person, but I like the fact that I'm me and she's her. It's beautiful. And so in your life, if you're somebody who grew up with the hurt of feeling unloved or an absent parent or adopted or grandmother or anything like that, and you have a feeling of feeling unloved or abandoned or neglected or whatever that is, my biggest suggestion would be to let that story go when you're ready, of course, but there's beauty in it and there's freedom in it and your energy just will continue to expand and of course attract even better patterns, you know, because of course our patterns in our childhood help create our life and not always in the way that we think they will. But we've heard before, you know, maybe a woman who has an abusive father and leaves him and then finds the abusive boyfriend, spouse, husband, boss, whomever in their life. And of course, that doesn't happen in every situation. So I'll say, you know, that's the stereotype and it doesn't show up in every situation. That's just an obvious pattern. And I see plenty of people who go through some type of abuse who don't have that in their life attracting, or it attracts in a different way, or emotions stay. I mean, there's all different ways that it shows up. But either way, if you do have that feeling of feeling unloved or neglect or whatever that is, you'll want to do yourself a favor and be willing to let that go if you'd like. So just an insight or a gift, if you will. And that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Natasha. Okay, so real quick, your mom's first initial, can you give me her first initial?
It's a T.
It's T. And again, can you give me your sister's first initial?
L.
Bingo. Yeah. Bingo. There's a feeling of feeling like
Bingo. Like, don't break the baby. Like, be very, very, very careful with the baby. Okay. Bingo. That. Bingo. Okay, so let's do this. If I ask you, even just sitting here right now, if I ask you how much you can find that feeling of feeling afraid of making a mistake or messing something up, mm-hmm. what's your level?
I pretty much live in that state.
Okay.
I think.
You live in that state. Okay. So here we go.
The time.
Okay. Bingo. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes for a moment. Mm-hmm. All right. If I ask you, do you remember? So I know obviously, some memories from your childhood aren't quite clear. Mm-hmm. you know, even living with your grandparents, mm-hmm. now having that awareness. Bingo. If I ask you how much you felt, bingo. Let me find the right way to phrase this. Give me 1 second. Bingo. What's a good way to put this? Give me 1 second. What's interesting is this. Is that first and foremost, none of this is going to make any logical sense, just so we're clear. Okay, so I'm just going to actually explain it to you, and then we'll go from there. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard before if a kid doesn't get positive attention, they'll get negative attention?
Yeah. Any attention is good attention.
Any attention is good attention. Yeah. So there's also this feeling like you got attention from your mom if you felt like you were making a mistake. Are you familiar with that feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
You're shaking your head yes in a big way, mm-hmm. right? So what's interesting is what's happening is that your young self at age 7, there's a part of you. So this is kind of like, imagine for a moment that I said I get a ton of attention for doing cartwheels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How much do I want to do cartwheels?
A lot.
Nice. A lot. Now, if I told you, by the way, I am terrified of doing cartwheels.
Mm.
What would happen? Part of me wants to do cartwheels. Part of me feels terrified. Mm-hmm. Right? So in this sense, though, I love your awareness. I'm so impressed with you because I was going, how do I bring this up? But yeah, there's a feeling mm-hmm. Getting attention from your mom for making mistakes. So the problem is, mm-hmm. is that if I ask your nerve, like your brain, when I look at the way that the neurons are, the way that everything's wired in the energy, mm-hmm. is that part of your brain wants to make a mistake 0 to 10 at like a level 12.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, it's going, I don't want to make a mistake.
Yeah.
You're familiar with that?
It's the weirdest thing. I had never thought about that at all until just this weekend. And I had, basically when I found you and I was looking at your website and I started looking at your podcast and the questions that you ask and the way that you get people to think about things. And prior to that, I would have said that didn't resonate at all. And that I, you know, I'm deathly afraid of making a mistake and I don't love attention and things like that. But when I'd looked at some of your techniques and realized that I was thinking logically, and you said, you know, things don't always make logical sense. And then I realized that it had started when I was a child, and that was maybe where I needed to look. And I had realized that I didn't really get attention in a great way from my mother, And when I did, it was pretty negative, and that I definitely have these physical symptoms, but there could well have been this element of when I was sick, I would get attention and, you know, I had to go to the hospital for tests. So she would have to take me to those and we would get time there. And, you know, there were other people around to mm-hmm. people sometimes behave differently in front of other people that they don't know very well. So it would have been a nicer situation, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I maybe would have been treated a little differently than I would have been at home. Mm-hmm. So yeah, what you're saying makes total sense.
Okay. I love your awareness. How are you feeling?
A bit like I'm being electrocuted.
Electrocuted?
Yeah, my hands won't stop shaking and I can definitely feel it, a lot of energy in my chest.
Okay.
But good. A good electrocution.
Good electrocution. Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so much fun. I love it. I love your awareness. I love your insight. Just beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. And so I'm going to ask you just for a moment to go ahead and breathe.
Okay.
Oh. I'm going to ask you to go ahead and breathe. And then I want to tell you that you screwed it all up. Just joking.
Oh.
I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to take in the feeling that you didn't screw anything up. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. There we go. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to realize that you're safe. And there is nothing that you can screw up. There's actually absolutely nothing that you can screw up. And so I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. What's a good way to put this? Bingo. Bingo. If I ask you how often your mom would hit you, how often is that?
Often.
Okay.
Pretty often.
Pretty often.
Mm.
And how did that make you feel?
Scared.
Mm-hmm. And I have a question for you.
Small.
What if nobody's going to hit you anymore? What if nobody's going to hit you anymore? Like, when was the last time she hit you?
Oh, gosh. over a decade, 15 years?
15 years. So just for a moment, do you think she's going to hit you again?
No.
What about next year? You think she's going to hit you?
No.
What about the year after that? You think she's going to hit you?
No.
Great. So can I ask you to close your eyes for a moment? And can you realize she's not going to hit you anymore? Can you make sure your body knows that? She's not going to hit you anymore. Can you take that in? And when you take that in, how does that feel?
Calm.
Calm.
And relieved.
Relieved. 0 to 10, how much would you say that that calmed your body?
Oh, gosh. Definitely an 8, probably a 9.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a moment for a quick insight. You know, when you think about it for a moment, you can see how emotions really aren't logical. I mean, she hasn't been abused for several years now, and yet it's very intensely in her nervous system. And she is a smart woman. She's very insightful. She's very logical. I mean, she's a beautiful being. And yet, as you can see, these emotions are basically stuck in her energy and her nervous system. And, you know, as we continue, you'll notice that they're even at a level that's so subconscious that she doesn't really realize how much they were in her energy. And also, as we start to shift them, as you'll notice, you know, as we continue, some things come up for her. So it's not just necessarily an easy shift, and you'll see why they've been really stuck, so to speak. But the biggest thing I want you to know here is that emotions don't make logical sense. And so even if you haven't been through a situation of abuse, but maybe you've been in a situation of extreme overwhelm or extreme stress or angst or whatever you want to call it, but I'll see people who go through a period of time who are, you know, really in a heightened place of stress or angst, and it stays in their body. And so if that's you, you'll want to make sure to release that. And I say stays in the body, but really emotions and the wiring of it starts in the mind, but it just goes throughout the nervous system. And so that's where we're going, is really to creating even more of that shift. But a lot of times what will happen here is a lot of people, they try to meditate, you know, meditate to relax or whatnot. And now you can start to see why it doesn't work. And of course, as we continue, you'll see even more of the reason why that doesn't typically work for people to really create true healing. And you'll see even more why that is as we continue. And so that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Natasha.
Okay, right. So if you think about it for a moment, your brain knows that she's not going to hit you, but your body doesn't have that relaxation taken in yet. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to close your eyes. And let's make sure to give your body even more of that and let your body know that she's actually not going to hit you again. And can you take that in? Can you take that in? Like, if you think about it, do you expect that she's going to hit you next year?
No.
Or 5 years from now?
No.
So just for a moment, can you make sure to let your body know? Let your body know. Just relax. Can you notice all of the fear that your body had, and it was holding on to that fear and that worry about getting hit, and that fear and worry about getting hit, and the fear and worry about getting hit, and the fear and worry about getting hit, and it can actually let it all go. It doesn't need it anymore. And ask you to breathe. And realize you're safe. Bring in that feeling that you're safe. And I want you to notice the angst and the fear and the worry and the fear and the worry that you're going to mess things up. Blah, 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 blah. You let that go and you're safe. And I also want you to notice the part of you that wanted your mom's attention. The part of you that wanted your mom's attention and felt ignored. If I ask you how much you remember feeling ignored by her, how much would you say that is?
High.
Okay, we'll go with high. We don't need an exact number. We'll just say high. That's not a great feeling, right? So just for a moment. What?
I'm probably around an 8 or 9 again.
Okay.
For that. I hadn't thought about that before. Sorry, it took me a while to...
You're okay.
...to get that.
That's what I like, though, is that you took a moment to check in and gave an honest response. That's all that's needed. So, perfect. Perfect. All right. So, give me a second. That, bingo. That, Bingo. Okay, so actually, bingo. So I want you to go to your face for a moment and feel your face. And I want you to realize for a moment that nobody's going to hit your face. Nobody's going to hit your face. Your face is safe. Good, 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 good. Nobody's going to hit your face. Your face is safe. It's safe to smile. It's safe to laugh. It's safe to breathe. But there's nothing even around your face, and nobody's going to hit your face. And when I say that, how does that feel?
Needed. I hadn't realized all of what you're saying is deep memory for me. So cowering and covering my head and afraid to show my real emotion. So because I just didn't, I never knew when it would change. So things would go from being okay to not okay at the click of a finger. And mm-hmm. I would never know when I was okay. Sorry, don't mean to get emotional.
You should definitely apologize for that. Oh. Not at all. Not at all. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would just never know when I was okay because things would seem normal and fine, and I wouldn't be expecting for the mood to change, and then I would say something, or something would be said, or just something would happen that I wouldn't have anything to do with, but I would have the mm-hmm. resulting effects from her mood change.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
And it could be so quick.
Mm-hmm. Can I interrupt for 1 second?
Yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a moment because there's a key insight right there. You know, as she had mentioned that she didn't really know when it was going to change with her mom. It could be all of the sudden. And if you are somebody who has experienced a trauma that was a surprise or all of a sudden, then it's something that you're going to really want to spend a bit of extra time on, that surprise element of it. Because the nervous system, it kind of goes into the nervous system and the energy in a bit of a different way than something else that might be expected or not as sudden. And what can happen is that people will have a hard time relaxing. It won't feel safe to relax, all of that. And it won't feel safe to really feel safe, if you will. And that's where we're going. And you'll notice what comes up as we go deeper into her energy to really want to shift this. You'll notice the things that come up. And by the way, also, if you are somebody who is somebody with a big heart and is super compassionate, you may notice, by the way, when I'm talking to her on all of this stuff, it might sound like I'm not very compassionate or I don't really care, you know, just because I'm really light about it. But the thing of it is, I care a lot. And I know that I have to be super careful with my energy and my responses that I don't add any additional energy to it, or else she won't be able to shift it. It'll just be counterproductive. And so if you notice, you know, where she's talking about it, I'm a bit light. That's why, is just being super careful with my energy, not to add any energy to it. And, you know, which would only further create and make the problem stuck. And so that's why that's happening. But anyway, in this portion right here, if you are somebody who has had some type of sudden trauma or whatnot, to really get that shifted takes a bit of extra effort because of that element of surprise. And so that's what we're going to work on. And by the way, again, if you are somebody who's just been stuck with feelings of angst or a lot of worry or fear or whatnot, This is also key as well, and you'll see why that is as we dive back in. So that said, let's go ahead and continue with Natasha.
Mm-hmm. Can I interrupt for 1 second?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're cowering, the self of you that's covering her head. Mm-hmm. And cowering, she's still with us. So that is still in your energy, very, very strong. I'm gonna ask you to close your eyes for a moment.
Okay.
And just for a moment, I'm gonna ask you to notice what that felt like. If I ask you, do you want your 50-year-old self to remember what that felt like, or does your 50-year-old self even need that feeling anymore?
No, not even a little bit.
What about your 60-year-old self? Does she still need that feeling?
No.
Okay, what about your today self? Does she need that feeling at all?
Definitely not.
Definitely not. Can you realize just for a moment that feeling in your nervous system? Your face is okay. Your face is okay. And I'm going to ask you to remind yourself for a moment, your face is safe. And you can breathe. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And remind your face that your face is safe. And it's beautiful. There you go. Good. Good job with your energy. Really, really, really good. Really, really good job. And if you think about it for a moment, is anybody going to hit you this month?
No.
No. What about next month? No.
Maybe my toddlers.
Maybe what?
My toddlers, probably. But they're okay.
And so is anybody going to hit you next year or the year after that or your husband?
No.
No.
Definitely not.
Definitely not, right? And so just for a moment, bingo. Do you want to let your nervous system know that you're safe, or shall I? There you go. Good. Good. Nice breath. Good. There you go. Really great job with your energy. How does that feel?
Light. Light. I feel like I've been able to breathe into places that I didn't know I couldn't breathe into.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said. Okay, so now if I ask you the level of nervousness in your nervous system, all of that, what's your level? 0 to 10.
Oh, gosh. Like a 2?
Right, like a 2. Okay.
But I didn't know what a 2 was until now. Mm-hmm. What I thought was a 2 was not a 2. It was like an 8.
Yeah, well said. So we're going to push it even more. And we're going to get more of this out of your body, okay? And it's okay. Really look at you. I love it. Just notice, I'm going to give you a second to just notice how that feels.
Gosh, I feel quite lightheaded.
Bingo. Okay. And if I ask you how much you feel lightheaded, what's your level?
Gosh, like a 7 or an 8. Mm-hmm. quite high.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So just for a moment.
My hands are very tingly.
Okay. So just for a moment, let me ask you. Can you look around?
Mm-hmm.
And are you safe?
Yeah.
Look around.
Mm-hmm.
And are you safe?
Yeah.
Is your husband going to hit you?
No, 100%.
Are you sure?
Oh, gosh. 1,000,000%.
1,000,000% sure. Take that in for a moment. Is your mom going to hit you?
No.
Are you sure?
Logically, yes, 100%.
There you go. Great. So I'm going to ask you again. So notice, you said logically, yes, but your nervous system feels what? Feels a bit uncertain?
just a little.
So I'm going to ask you again.
Bit where I'm not believing myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to ask you again. Is your mom going to hit you?
No.
No. Great. So I'm going to ask you again, and I want you to say it with your level of knowingness. Is your mom going to hit you?
No.
No. Right?
No.
No? What? No. I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
No.
What?
Definitely not.
What?
No.
What?
No. She won't.
Okay.
I won't let her.
Is she going to even try?
No.
No. Okay. So just for a moment. Bingo. First and foremost, what's the level of lightheadedness in your head?
Quite high. like a 7.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment. That. Bingo. That. 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 I want you to notice that feeling where you felt like she could turn on a dime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I want you to notice the feeling of feeling like she could turn on a dime, right? And is that your mm-hmm. husband? Does he do that? No, he doesn't, right? No?
No, he's the opposite.
Oh.
Super so grounded. Helps me ground.
So just for a moment, if you think about it, that feeling of turn on the dime, here we go. So I want you to go turn on the dime, blah, 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 blah. Can you try that? Turn on a dime, blah, 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 blah. My mom could turn on a dime. My mom could turn on a dime, blah, 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 blah. Doesn't matter anymore. Can you say that?
Yeah. She could turn on a dime, but that doesn't matter anymore.
Blah, blah, blah. You missed the blah, blah, blah.
Blah,
blah,
blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah,
blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Does she even still do that?
I don't even know because I don't deal with her anymore.
Right.
So that it doesn't.
It doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter to me.
It doesn't even matter. Right?
And that's not my fault.
That's her stuff.
Problem.
No, that's her stuff. Thank God for your grandparents, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how freaking awesome.
So awesome.
So awesome. So awesome. And how mean is your grandmother, by the way?
Oh.
Like the nicest person, right?
I know.
How lucky are you?
I know.
Okay. So, bingo. Mm. So just for a moment, I want you to think about your grandmother.
Yeah.
And how lucky you are that you got such an awesome grandmother. Mm-hmm. Give me one sec. That. Bingo. Bingo. And do you ever see your dad?
No. Mm-mm. No, yeah. When I haven't, I've always had a very distant relationship from him.
Mm-hmm. And bingo. Give me one second. Bingo. Bingo. Okay, so this is what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to actually ask you to tense your body up. I'm going to ask you to tense your body up. And I'm going to ask you to cover your head. And I'm going to ask you, I'm going to remind you, you don't even need to cover your head. What do you need to cover your head from? What do you need to cover your head from? I'm going to ask you to look around. Is there anything you need to cover your head from?
No.
What's that?
No, not at all. Nothing.
Nothing, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Bingo. Okay, so first and foremost, if I ask you the level of lightheadedness, what's your level?
Very low now, like a 1, if anything. I feel
right?
Really grounded.
Really grounded. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you know what we just did to help that happen?
No.
Okay. We brought in the feeling of safety even more. Okay.
Okay.
So, bingo. Bingo.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. So, bingo. Bingo. It's kind of like this. This is the best way to explain it. Imagine for a moment that my nervous system feels like, if my nervous system feels like I can't relax, it's not safe to relax.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if I ask you, so you notice, even when you said, when I said calm and you go, I didn't even realize there was a two.
This, yeah.
Okay. So what we did is we calmed your nervous system. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then your nervous system was relaxed. So we did that. But then part of your mind was like, oh my God, I don't think it's safe to relax.
That makes 100% sense. Yeah.
Right.
I'm constantly like growing up. I obviously never felt like I could relax because I didn't know what I would say or do for a situation to change. And I definitely still carry that with me now. But I constantly have that.
Okay.
Just worry mm-hmm. constantly.
Give me 1 second. Hold on. That.
I feel like this is the most relaxed I've ever been.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So okay. My Beautiful. Scale of 1 to 10 has changed during this call. So I'm kind of in the negatives at the minute. But it's certainly like a 1 to a 0, which is the closest I've ever got to being relaxed. And I realized that when I thought I was relaxed previous, I mean, I do lots of yoga and stuff, but when I thought I was relaxed before, I don't think I've ever actually been relaxed in my life.
Mm-hmm. So, and notice like it's beautiful. Great job with your energy. Really, really great. Okay. And bingo. All right. So what I want to do is this, is that there's one other piece that you're going to want. Okay.
Okay.
I want you to notice for a moment. Can you give me your husband's first initial?
It's a D.
It's a D. Bingo. Mm-hmm. That.
All right. So I want to go ahead and pause it right there. You know, I have to say, I love her insight. I love her ability to articulate and communicate what she's experiencing. And she's just so insightful and so beautiful. You know, and I love where she said that her level of feeling the angst and the, you know, that feeling is on a completely different scale. And I hear that all of the time. You know, with all different types of situations where people are so used to feeling a particular way that they don't even realize it's there until it's not. And then they are like, wow, you know, it's a completely different feeling inside. And not just towards negativity or stress, but, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've worked with people and they've gone through my program or whatnot who have said, I didn't even realize I could really feel this happy. I didn't even realize it was something that was possible. Even, you know, in the very beginning of this episode, I mentioned the woman from episode number 5, Andrea. And she's literally said to me several times, she's like, why don't you tell people and emphasize how happy they can really feel on the inside? I mean, this is incredible. And of course, I always say to people, you know, the more that I emphasize how great you can feel, and you do feel when you program your mind for happiness and you really get the negativity out of your nervous system at a deeper level, when you really make that change, you know, the more that I emphasize how incredible it feels, the more skeptical that people become. But you see it, you know, you can see it here and you see the way that it's unfolding where she's like, wow, this is a completely different level. And so I want to pose that question to you. You know, what is your next scale? What scale could you change in your life that feels completely radically different? What would that be for you? And, you know, that might be getting rid of fear or negativity, or that might be your next level of happiness or excitement or love or whatever that is for you in your life. I mean, I've worked with people before who really felt very closed off to love, who are more in love than ever and experiencing that feeling of feeling what love really is and how great it feels. Or even if you think back to episode number 35 with the young man who had felt like he wanted to die for most of his life and feeling this extreme feeling of happiness and excitement in life and radically different than he'd ever felt before. You know, so people make the most incredible transformations. And of course, it takes really understanding your mind, following through, reprogramming everything, and it takes a deeper level of really creating that change. But first, you've got to identify it. You know, what is that change? And so that said, I want to give you that gift of really taking the time to think about that. And so what I'm going to do with today's episode is I'm actually going to stop it right here, and we'll continue with the other half of her episode next week, because as you saw where we cut off was, you know, there's another piece to the element that is going to be important for her to really create that shift. However, again, this is a huge gift in her life, and as she embraces it and really programs it in, it'll be life-changing, as you can see, for her, and energy-changing, I mean, just on a big scale. And so I want to pose that question to you. What is your next scale? All right. So let's go ahead and wrap it up right there. And of course, on the next episode, we'll take it to the next level. I look forward to seeing you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.